This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The balloons have fallen and the Republican National Convention is over. It ended Thursday night with a big speech by the nominee, Donald J. Trump. It was a big speech in two ways. Big because it was important, really a crucial opportunity for him to talk to not only people in the hall, but millions of Americans across the country. Also big because it was long. He talked for an hour and 20 minutes. That sets a record, the longest convention speech since 1972. Donald Trump was introduced by his daughter Ivanka every night at this convention. We've seen one member of the Trump family or another coming out to speak. In this case, she had a particular message in mind. She talked about being a working mother herself, said she understood how hard that can be, and she said that her father was somebody who hired a lot of women and paid them equally.
My father values talent. He recognizes real knowledge and skill when he finds it.
In polling, we know that two-thirds of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction. Donald Trump was really talking to those Americans. He painted a pretty dark picture of the country, a country under siege by trade deals that haven't worked out, by dangers from international terrorists, by threats from illegal immigrants who are already in the United States. He said, things are bad. He was the one person in a position to fix it. He said,
I am your voice.
The reception in the hall was very positive. 100 times he was interrupted by applause. People cheering, chanting, build the wall, USA, Trump, Trump, Trump. But there was a bigger audience he was trying to reach, people across the country that are not necessarily supporting him now, but whose votes he will need if he's going to win in November. And there wasn't much in the speech that represented that pivot people have been waiting for, a pivot to reach out to voters who may be concerned about his demeanor or find some of his positions too provocative. We'll have to wait and see polling in the next week or two of whether he's reached those voters as well. Now we head to Philadelphia and the Democratic Convention, which starts just next Monday. Then Democrats are going to have a chance to try to respond to the charges that were made here by the Republicans, try to address the own problems that their candidate has in terms of honesty and trustworthiness. We hope we see you there.
I'll tell you, it was an exciting time. I mean, the pressure was on for Donald Trump to rise to the moment. Certainly, we got a preview the entire week with his family. You know, Scott, what an impressive family. And we've been impressed with Ivanka over the years anyway. She's been readily featured in, The Apprentice. Has always carried herself extremely well, very articulate and knowledgeable. Not only has the school smarts, but has street smarts as well. You know, being mentored by her father over the years, as she said, even as a little girl. You know, just, building buildings, on his desk there next to the floor. And you couldn't help but picture, you know, that sweet picture of a young daughter being in her father's office, you know, as he's wheeling and dealing about buildings and actually working with materials and people. And here she is, following suit and imagining what it must be like, right?
And not doing the Pelosi thing to where, what are you going to give us?
Yes. By contrast. Yeah, without a doubt.
Very impressive family. I was impressed with all of them, even with the plagiarism stuff. It was still a well-delivered speech, and it was the message is still there. Mm-hmm. Overall, very. A very impressive family.
Well, I got to tell you, I was with a bunch of my Democratic friends last night in Long Beach, California. And one guy I was really surprised. He goes, he's our next president. And this guy is a staunch Democrat. He just says, absolutely. He was disappointed about some things that Melania, that he wanted to hear more of the personal stories, more like what he heard from Ivanka. but he just says he's our next president. And for him to make that statement, I think very powerful, and nobody disagreed with him. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for detail.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you've got all the information there to connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country, of course, around the world, via the Internet and also shortwave. So good to have you along with us. Megan Barth is with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Oh, Megan, what a night, huh?
Oh, what a night. Yes, fantastic. And, you know, I always gauge how successful we are, meaning Republicans or Trump, based on the reaction of the left.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the left is in a complete meltdown.
Are they in a lather or what?
Oh, they are in a lather. If you just read the headlines, and I'll read a few to you. Van Jones, you remember the communist Obama? Yeah. Terrified by Trump's schizophrenic, psychopathic speech about Mad Max America. Rachel Madcow, Trump's speech could be gateway drug for KKK becoming mainstream in GOP.
Well, they're unhinged.
MSNBC. Speech protects white America thanks to talk radio culture.
What is their offing? And of course, we're going to see this, and this is on the hills, Megan. We've been warning on the show. We've got. You know, I knew about one Hillary movie. I wasn't aware. I don't know how I missed the second Hillary movie that Dinesh D'Souza had put together. But, you know, Clinton Cash with Peter Schweizer is out. And, you got these. You got a book also that has just been published, you know, really going head-to-head with these issues about Hillary. And, I mean, if her negatives and her non-trust, quotients are so in the tank right now, I don't know how much more she can bear.
Yeah, and that's the issue. So when you look at how she's polling and how she's been polling for quite some time, 70% of the American public believes she's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, women and men vote similarly in that they vote for a leader who they can trust. So, you know, she might be capitalizing on the women's vote. However, last night, Trump might have changed that.
Mm.
Because when it comes down to the safety and security of our country, that's what women want. We vote with our pocketbooks, but we also, when you look at how women vote, we want to be protected.
Exactly.
By a leader who we can trust. And he hit that out of the park with all Americans, and he spoke to all Americans. He didn't like the left, as the left always does, need to speak to just the LGBT community or just the African Americans or the Hispanics, and they divide everybody, and then they pit those groups against each other.
Exactly.
Divide and conquer. That's the leftist strategy, whereby Trump basically said, look, folks, you know, we're not going to talk about LGBT bathrooms, but we're going to make sure we talk about LGBT in the sense that I am going to make you safe.
Yes.
By abolishing radical Islamic terror that is invading our shores. And women and men alike in any community within America have a sense of fear right now because mm-hmm. we do have anarchy in our streets, led by the Black Lives Matter movement.
Exactly.
You know, we do have anarchy on our streets led by ISIS. And this election will be primarily about safety and security. And as Trump said, we cannot have we cannot have prosperity without safety.
Exactly.
And security.
Yeah, you gotta have peace. He also picked up the slogan, added a subtitle to make America great again. You know, and that is he defined himself as the law and order president, and this is gaining traction, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely. We need a sheriff in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been watching all of this uprising and anarchy going on in our streets, and I keep asking, where's the sheriff?
Yeah,
because the sheriff actually has more power than the federal.
Exactly.
Government.
Exactly. Yeah.
So where's the sheriff?
Right. So, well, you know, and to that point,
mm-hmm.
you and I talked about this in terms of the potential problems that could have happened in Cleveland. Hats off to the men in blue in Cleveland. They did an outstanding job and kept things under control. I mean, they were really well trained, well versed, kept issues to a minimum.
Yeah, there's only, I think, under 30 arrests. And I was watching, because I was disappointed that we couldn't co-host together, you know.
Yes,
but I thought, you know, maybe it's a blessing. Maybe we were spared because of all of the rioting and just the violence against the police and the community at large. I was watching all of the chatter going on around the, and prior to the Republican National Convention, and I was watching the chatter from far left groups and the institutional left, those that you find within the Black Lives Matter movement, et cetera. And I was very concerned.
Mm-hmm.
However, the police, and they had help from all parts of America. There were a lot of police that came in from around the parts of the country. They really just had it completely well done, whereby there was no room for anarchy. There was no room for them to break the law.
And you had those leftist groups that came in, and their objective was to disrupt things, to create chaos, and they were ineffective. You know, what happened, even within, you know, I think the whole convention itself, it started out a little raucously, you know, and you think, okay, but we got through that. Then we hit Melania's speech and, you know, a little bit of a bobble there by Trump and the people there. 36 hours to deal with the problem when we said on the air immediately, they just need to fess up. I mean, you know, hey, we made a mistake. The whole deal, sure enough, they did 36 hours later, but they let things foment a little bit longer than they had to. But fortunately, at the end of the day, Trump and his family, and I know that you had to be especially encouraged and refreshed by Ivanka. I mean, you know, what you mentioned about Trump was all set up by his daughter in the introduction. And not only his daughter, but his two other sons and how they participated. Even Tiffany out of nowhere basically comes in and she did a great job. I mean, she just graduates from college and you put her in front of all these millions of people. You know, it is very impressive.
Well, it is impressive. And I think that his children, especially the women, will be his greatest asset. Because how do you judge a man? You judge him by his children.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the success his children have had and the hard work ethic that he instilled in them at a very young age. You look at when you get above the noise of the left, and all they have now is they're going to call him a racist and compare him to Hitler. That's going to be their two main points. But when you look at the strong, successful women that he has surrounded himself with in work and his professional life, women are going to take a second look at that.
I think without a doubt, when we come back, I'm going to tell you my big takeaway out of this whole situation, because as you and I discussed before, I kept questioning, is Trump really serious? Is he really going to go all the way? And I'm going to share with you my big takeaway of the night when we come back. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan and the Bill Martinez Show right here just for you at 15 after the top of the hour.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 3 hours from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. Hey, it's Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth, also founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. You know, Megan, you know, as I mentioned, you know, before we went to break, my big takeaway and encouragement out of all this, you know, the combination of Trump's kids, his speech, Mike Pence and everything, what I took away from it was, you know, the call for people to go ahead and dream again. Dream big dreams. You know, appreciate the possibility and the opportunity of a country and leadership that will, again, open up the gates of opportunity. We have been, handcuffed here in this country between regulations and a bloating government, and not to mention that, but a misrepresentation of employment numbers, regulations that have choked off entrepreneurs and the development of, small businesses, which make up a majority of the businesses here in this country and serve as the backbone and hope for people. Because, you know, what it all comes down to is Ronald Reagan says, you know, people need to have a job. They need to have a sense of productivity and a hope for fulfillment and providing for their families. And that has been squashed greatly by this progressive movement and the policies of one Barack Obama, endorsed by Hillary Clinton and, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and company. And, I am looking forward to these coming years. I think it could take some time, just as it did with the Reagan administration. But, if there's any hope, real hope for change, it's going to happen with Donald J. Trump. Hillary has made it clear that what we've experienced the last 8 years is going to be more of the same because she's all in for the Barack Obama policies.
Well, and she is, and Ben Carson touched on this in his speech the other night, and I was thankful for it because he truly identified who the progressive left is and the institutional left. And you look at the history of Barack Obama, he was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. You look at the history of Hillary Clinton, she was a protege of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky dedicated his best-selling book to Lucifer.
Megan, did the left go sideways on this deal? I mean, like, what, you never read the book? You never read, and this is not the first time it's been brought up that Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. What does that tell you about somebody's perspective? Like, we can't vet that idea that somebody says, hey, look at, I'm a disciple of Lucifer. You know, why all of a sudden does that take place and have any kind of position, in the political process? I mean, as if you're bad because you want to disqualify somebody because they say, hey, I could follow the Son of God or I could follow, Lucifer. I'm going to follow Lucifer, okay? And we're supposed to say that's okay.
Right. And that's why the left is so frightened of Trump and those that he has surrounded himself with, because we are using the truth against them. And they would rather obscure the truth with red herrings, whether it's charges of racism or homophobia or sexism, in order to protect their true design, which when you look at the Alinsky model, you can truly understand why we are in the state that we are in when we have anarchy on our streets. Because as Alinsky taught his disciples, you cannot create institutional change, which is the overthrow of capitalism, or it's easier to create institutional change with social movements that are chaotic and those that which will disrupt. Mm-hmm. And that's what this Black Lives Matter movement is, along with the new Black Panthers and Nation of Islam and the anarchy in the streets. This is all by design. Mm-hmm. This is why Barack Obama invites these terrorists, these anarchists, these racists, into his White House. There is no desire for these groups to create racial harmony. The only desire these groups have is to overthrow capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
you know,
so using the truth against the left and using their words against them is the best antidote in order to right the wrongs which we have been under for the last 7.5 years.
Megan, it appears to me what Barack Obama has done is validate this insanity. You know, by bringing him to the White House, it's one thing to say, hey, okay, come to the White House, we're going to have a beer summit, and we're going to talk about these things, and let's work this stuff out, and then let's demonstrate to the people the incremental positive change that's taken place. But no, that doesn't take place. They meet with Barack Obama, and they come out of there with this sense of, hey, we're endorsed by the Commander-in-Chief. The President of the United States has endorsed our very movement. He was a community organizer. We're speaking his language. And, hey, it's all good in the hood.
Yeah, he has not only publicly endorsed this organization and those that are associated with these racist organizations, but he has empowered them. And
yes,
he has done so with the DOJ. If you recall, Eric Holder was the first to give a pass to the new Black Panthers.
Black Panthers, exactly.
When he pardoned them for voter intimidation when they were standing outside of a Philadelphia polling station with billy clubs intimidating white voters. Then you have Loretta Lynch, the new head of the DOJ, who, disgustingly so, after the Dallas massacre, takes the pulpit, takes the dais, and says specifically to the protesters, the BLM, don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
Again, empowering the racist. The Black Lives Matter, for those that might not be familiar, the founders, one of the founders, Jeanette Ezel, I think her name is, Ezel, mm-hmm. Her heroine is Assata Shakur. Assata Shakur was part of the Black Panthers, the older Black Panthers, and mm-hmm. she executed a cop and now is in exile in Cuba. That is her heroine. And I will be writing and exposing this group on ReaganBaby.com next week. People need to understand who this group is and how the left, including, have adopted Black Lives Matter into their platform. And when women understand exactly who they are voting for, they will choose safety and security over aligning themselves with racist organizations that have zero interest in racial equality or racial harmony. They have only interest in overthrowing capitalism.
Yeah,
and as
exactly.
I've watched women on this campaign trail. I went to a Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was 2-1 women. Mm-hmm. Last night, I went to a viewing party, and the women were jumping up in the audience, hooting and hollering and clapping every time he talked about safety, whether
yes.
it had to do with curbing illegal immigration, eliminating ISIS, and bringing law and order back to a nation of laws that the Democrats have completely destroyed.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's all out there, you know, and as you were talking about it, it comes to mind, Megan, someone once said that, you know, in a time and season when there's so much information, there is still so little knowledge. And that's your encouragement to people is to, you know, you got to look into this stuff. You know, the mainstream media is not doing their job. And I got to tell you this. I've known Laura Ingraham for a long time, and I was really proud of her in her presentation in calling out the media and telling them to do their job. They've missed it, and this is why they continue to lose circulation and become and they put themselves to become inconsequential. But the fact of the matter is we need a proactive, strong media that's going to stand up to power. And for the last 8 years, they've withered because they don't want to be kicked out of the reindeer games there in the Beltway. They want to be on the team, and it's been at a grave cost to us, we the people, that deserve objective reporting. We need to know what's going on. And they've stuck their head in the sand. They don't want to pursue Hillary's emails. They don't want to pursue, you know, Barack Obama's foreign policies that empowers, you know, a nuclear Iran.
That's right. And that's why I started ReaganBaby.com, because I wasn't seeing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing headlines created in order to create a narrative against the right or anyone that thought like me. And
exactly.
I said, when they can't see the light, make them feel the heat, just like Reagan said.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what we need.
Well, Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. As always, Megan, great to have you with us. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than 3/4 of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights Report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. it's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention everyone, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and an incredible story here that we've got to talk about this morning. And the question is it possible for a story of murder to turn into miracles? You know, these are some of the stories that you're not going to necessarily hear, but, you know, because especially at this season when it's all about politics and, you know, the way the media picks and chooses its stories to tell. And this is, again, one of the benefits of Bill Martinez Live is that we can bring to you these uplifting stories in the midst of tragedy. And it is most encouraging. Sad on one hand, and you can't help but come alongside the families that experience a tragic, horrific experience such as a murder. But it's especially when, you know, something can come out of it that it's not, you know, just a death of someone that is so significant. And I'm maybe not quite phrasing this, so forgive me that I'm not phrasing it quite artfully, because the emotions and the feelings you have sometimes are indescribable. You know, the pain and the suffering that you go through when you lose someone. You know, imagine, you know, a parent's worst nightmare of loss. You know, forgiveness along with purpose, you know, when it becomes the foundation of one father's belief. And Dr. Buck Blodgett is with us. He's the author of book Message from Jesse. He's the founder of Love is Greater Than Hate Project. And the book has an inspirational story, you know, to this point, about a 19-year-old daughter, Jessie, who was attacked, raped, and murdered in her own home by a friend. And Jessie's biggest cause in life was male against female violence, and her legacy is the Love is Greater Than Hate Project. Dr. Buck Blodgett, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, great to have you here, you know, to share this story. And it's tough to talk about, you know, the downsides of life. But even through the downsides, you know, there can be hope. if you're open to it. And one of the things that you talk about is that it does start with forgiveness, and that is a very difficult and personal thing. And we want to, you know, we know in our lives when we do forgive, it goes well, it goes better. I mean, it doesn't necessarily make all the pain go away, but it helps us get through the process of dealing with the pain, doesn't it?
Bill, it's changed everything for me. The pain is, like you were saying earlier, it's indescribable. My biggest challenge is to share the reality of this experience with people in 5-10 minutes. How do you do that? Even in an hour, you can't put it into words. It's right. Incredibly painful. And yet, a certain beauty and peace and amazing love and forgiveness has settled on me during this process. And, you know, I just want to share that with people.
Well, you know, this is your story and the story of Jesse. So in your words, you know, relate as best you can. Like you say, we could be talking about this for hours. And I just, you know, for the sake of the legacy and Jesse, you know, just a beautiful human being, you know, that whose life was, you know, tragically shortened. But though it may be shortened, you know, a legacy is living through this project that you founded.
She was an amazing kid. And of course, I'm her dad talking. People have called her an old soul. She was ahead of her years. She was smart, straight-A student, musically gifted, just a beautiful person. We used to walk and talk every day about everything under the sun. That was the favorite part of my day in life, was my 15-minute walk around the block with Jess. Really remarkable young girl. And then it was over, just like that. And we forgave Dan, both Joy and I, immediately, completely, and unconditionally. And sometimes when I go around and present, I run into people who have a hard time believing that. And so that's the first thing I want to say is, yes, we really did. How do you do that? That's hard to tell people. I mean, you open your heart, you open your will, your mind, and your eyes all at the same time. And, you know, you let in the thing that I still struggle to put into words. But forgiveness has... You know, when this happened, one of my first overpowering feelings was the world got real simple. It was black and white. It's on between love and hate, between good and evil. And I've always been a kind of a person who thinks I want to see all sides of a story and listen to all points of view. I think that's really important in today's world. But there was this clarity that there is evil in this world, and it marched into my house that morning. July 15th, 2013, and it was time to pick a side and fight, and how was I going to fight? And I chose to follow Martin Luther King, who said, darkness will never drive out darkness, only love can do that, and so I chose to fight with love.
And that's the thing, you know, the audience needs to grasp here. I mean, not only the closeness that and the relationship that you had with Jess, but, you know, the situation, I mean, this was... somebody from the neighborhood. I mean, this was you know, a friend. And in your own home, your daughter was murdered.
Dan was welcome in our home. They were friends. They sat right next to each other in school for 6 years, first and second chair violin in orchestra. And they even dated in freshman year of high school, 4 years before the murder, for about 3 months. And, you know, another of our first reactions that preceded the conscious choice to forgive was just, what happened to Dan? What could have, we not only were tormented about Jess and what she went through and that it was over for her now, but what was going on with him that he could be capable of such a thing? So,
exactly.
We still don't understand it, but I know that regardless of what he, who, by the way, has not ever yet admitted what he did, regardless of what he thinks, says, or does, my condition, my forgiveness is unconditional. It's mine to give.
Well, you know, for you to have the capacity to try to look at it and you know, from, you know, just in having compassion, and this is where mercy trumps justice, right? We allow God to execute justice, but mercy, it goes a long way, and it's such a healing balm for us, but you think of Dan and his parents. I mean, you have a child that has murdered a friend that they've spent time together and known each other. I mean, this has to be devastating for his parents as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've heard some things. We reached out to them. We actually hugged in the trial each day and shared a few words as much as we felt that they wanted to. Tried to build a bridge. Hasn't continued after the trial, and the door is always open. I'm just all about bringing whatever healing I can possibly bring into this world in my lifetime now. You mentioned justice and mercy. I've learned a lot from Jesse after this has happened. Got a lot of crazy stories if you ever have more time on the radio, but one of the things I've learned from her is that none of us can know and understand anyone else's path, and we can't judge it from here. We don't have the perspective to see what's really going on, and there's more in this world than meets the eye. And so I leave that to God. I leave the justice to him. I just want to do everything I can to fulfill Jesse's legacy. I believe her life had a purpose here and a mission here, and this horrible tragedy has sparked a movement. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Buck, we definitely will look forward to having you back to hear, you know, some more of these personal stories that you suggest here. You know, for you, this has been quite a journey. An avowed atheist, you didn't believe in God, but through this tragedy, you had to turn to something that you could, or someone that you could trust that could, you know, bring some peace in this chaos.
You know, I didn't pursue him. He found me, and I am a scientist and a doctor and a biologist at heart, but I'd be a fool to ignore the evidence that was mounting, the things he did in my life and the coincidental timings and the fortunate meetings and one after another after I'd asked for some signs that I'd love to share someday.
Well, I look forward to that opportunity, Dr. Buck, to have you back and get into that because, it's always... you know, a powerful experience and understanding when we appreciate what somebody else has gone through. Let's remind everybody, we've got 10 seconds where they can go for more information.
Sure, the Love is Greater Than Hate Project.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for the Miracles from Heaven DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away, hey, real simple. Drop me an email. Tell me you want to be in the running for it. Tell me, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want to win that DVD Blu-ray disc for Miracles from Heaven, okay? And we'll take note. Make sure you include your address and all the best and good luck to you. And, you know, we look forward to sending you a free copy. You're very own of Miracles from Heaven with our compliments. Hey, it is time for the one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart, Living Life with Lauren. Lolo, how are we doing?
Hey, can I be in the hopper too?
You can be. Well, you always in the hopper. and now even more so. I know we didn't want to, but we got to tell everybody, bring them up to speed, because it's your life. We got a brand new 6-year-old. We knew you went to China, and we got a brand new six-year-old in the household in the midst of, how many, what do we got, 16, 22, 32 dogs? How many dogs?
Don't be telling that. That's part of the business. We're not supposed to know that. We're trying to fly under the radar. Now you can expose it to the whole world.
The NSA is going to come knocking on your door. They're going to say, yeah, there's poaching limits here.
We're going to put a sign outside by our doorbell that says, no one lives here. No dogs, no people, no nothing. No nothing.
Hey, but we're adjusting. Congratulations on the 6-year-old, and I'm looking forward to meeting him. You know, unfortunately, our schedules got a little convoluted, but I went to Ireland, you went to China. It's kind of hard to, you know, come together when we're that far apart, you know.
Well, the love is still there.
Yeah,
which is
exactly.
Awesome with family. But he's really sweet, very smart, precocious, which I didn't expect. And like, if
he's a boy.
Well, that's a Robin Sherman. I'm like, I don't know how to do the boy thing. William and Miller, our other sons, are very calm. I mean, he is a pistol. If he doesn't get like a toy he wants, he ain't gonna have it. And I was like, okay, what do I do? But my husband is like 6'4", really big stature, and yeah, he's kind of like, son. And so, you know, he's got it under control, and I'm so thankful for him. If I had been over in China by myself, I would have been a withering violet. And I don't normally say that about myself, but
yeah,
I would have been. But Robin,
I can't even picture that.
He just took the ball and ran with it and did a great job. And because of that, I was able to just go, it's going to be all right. But it's different with a 6-year-old. When we adopted Channing from Nepal, she was one. And even though she was a little precocious and strong-willed, you know, she was easier to maintain. But this is a little boy, and he flooded the bathroom like our first night there because he was running water to put his Lego boat in the tub to float it.
That's important. Yeah, that's vital.
That's important.
Exactly.
It's vital. Exactly. And so I'm so still jet lagged. I'm repeating everything you say. But seriously, I was like, what are we going to do? But he's still physical, but he's very loving. And you would never know he hadn't been with us forever. And yeah. Channing is enjoying him. She's taking her big brother role very, I mean, her big sister role very seriously. And Robin said she's been such a big help in his opinion to us. And then our other older kids will get to meet him this weekend because, you know, they're grown off in college and
taking
them away. And so that will be fun and exciting. But I have to tell you that it's interesting to come back from China and swoop in right in time for the convention. So I have been
perfect timing.
I
know. Well, you know, when I was in Ireland, I'm watching a military coup going on. Shots being fired at our cops here in the homeland. And so we got the military coup. Then we have Nice as well going on. And I'm thinking, oh Lord, have mercy. Are we unraveling? And so thank God we come back to America and things are all calm and all together. Watching the Republican National Convention. Surely I just.
Well, yeah, but you know, I've enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I have been really excited about it, probably more emotionally involved than any other convention that's taken place in my lifetime. I just thought that Chris Christie was amazing when he spoke. Don Jr. was profound. I didn't really know a lot about Governor Pence like the rest of the nation, but after his speech last night, I was like, I like him.
Yes,
I like him so much. I'm so glad that he chose them. But I tell you what, with this whole Cruz thing and Kasich, and I'm very frustrated, like everyone else. I'm disgusted because this is about coming together, about saving America. This is not about our individual egos and our individual lives. And I think that that's not what they're looking at this point. You know, isn't it interesting that when we're pressed, you see who we truly are, and that's what's happening with all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going, oh my goodness, you're not who I thought that you were. And I just thought today, I've got to take time to just step back and pray. And you know, Governor Pence, I appreciated that so much last night when he said, God can heal our land. And he said,
yes.
I give you my oath that I am going to pray for this country every day. Was that not so refreshing? I was
yes.
in the kitchen going, yay,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I got to tell you, before he even said that, I was thinking that about Donald Trump, because one of the things I've said about Barack Obama, I've never prayed for a president like I've prayed for Barack Obama. I just pray that God would give him wisdom. And but the sense was also that for Donald Trump and this potential new administration, God willing, we need to pray for our leaders. And this is what's happening here. We're reaping what we have sown, and we have been the change agents that have either by default gone along with the change that has happened. And so the good news is, if we changed it to bad, we can change it to good, can't we? By God's grace?
Well, absolutely. With God's grace. And that's what I've been feeling in the past 3 days. I'm hopeful. I'm excited. And I see how we're all coming together. And we're saying this is America, and we have to stand strong together, and that's what we need to do. And we've got to be praying too about all this dissension going on.
Exactly.
You know, I just am so frustrated with Ted Cruz. I wouldn't have thought I would have seen this from him. And, you know, to go, okay, they were calling you lying, Ted. Now you're not keeping your word.
Yes.
You said that I'm going to support whatever candidate is chosen, and you're not doing that. And so that is very aggravating. I think for he and Kasich especially, there's going to be long-lasting effects on this that are not going to air well for them in the government, in politics.
Well, I think that Donald Trump did a better job in handling the Cruz situation because he gave Ted Cruz the stage gladly, and he let Ted Cruz go out and expose himself. Gave him an opportunity to come and be a part of the team, be an asset, and he didn't. Now, Kasich's another situation. We don't know some of the backdrop. I hear some backdrop stories on this deal, but like anything, Lauren, you know, when it comes down to, you know, who's going to make the decision here, you got to look to Trump. And I know some people may not be comfortable with that, but even Donald Trump would say in his company, the project manager is in charge. What doesn't happen that should have happened, it's on the shoulders of the project manager. And so for Donald Trump, just like it was for Barack Obama, he didn't negotiate the forces agreement in Iraq, and we lost Iraq. It unraveled, and that is on him. He cannot put that on George Bush. He can't put it on anybody else. He had to strike the deal no matter what. And, I mean, because look what he did. He struck the deal with Iran no matter what, because that was of some interest to him for whatever reason. We're still trying to understand. But, you know, Donald Trump in this case has got to, he's got to heal that breach between him and Kasich. Ohio is critical. The fact that you go there and you see empty chairs from the delegation, that makes me sad.
I think it makes all of us sad. And you would just hope that they would all work this out between themselves. That Kasich and Trump could sit down, that Cruz and Trump could sit down and say, okay, these are things that have hurt me, these are things that have bothered me, these are things that have offended me. Let's work it out amongst ourselves so we can go out unified. And didn't you love how, I need to get this in real quick before it's done with our time, but how Christie said that if we do not vote for Trump, we're going to get more of what we've had for the past 4 years, but with less class and more life.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought, so well said. And that is what people need to be focusing on. He is our only choice at this point. And Newt Gingrich kept reinforcing that for all of us to really chew on. And that's what I want people to walk away with. That is our only choice at this point. There is no other choice.
Lauren, as a mom, you know, one of the critical issues that moms are really concerned about in this country is our national security. How did you think that was addressed by the speakers?
Well, I think because they're talking about keep America safe again, that was one of the main focuses on, I believe it was the second night. When you're watching a big truck plow through women and children and families in Nice, you're horrified and you're thinking, should I take my children out anymore to these, you know, places where there's a lot of people at one time? Maybe I shouldn't. But that's something that gives me security in what we're dealing with in our convention as Republicans, saying one of the main focuses is keeping our country safe again, keeping our borders safe. You know, that's what we need, and that's why people like Trump, is he's saying, I'm not messing around. Whereas you look at the other administration, you look at Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, it's kind of like they're in La La Land going, bring them all in.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to, you know, the heartbreaking thing as a parent is to hear her say the words, why does it even matter anymore, when talking about the four lives that were lost in Benghazi, the things that she said to the moms that lost their children, and to say we cannot have someone in as commander-in-chief that would even say that. Governor Pence said that last night, and I was like, hear, hear. And that's what moms are relating to, moms
in America. Speaking of Chris Christie, his indictment there at the in prosecuting the case against Hillary, that was pretty powerful as well, wasn't it?
It was so powerful because I think it helped us stop and go, he's right, check, another check, check, and things we had not even considered. Matter of fact, after that speech, I called Rob and I said, he made me think of things I had forgotten about or things I wasn't even aware of. He brought to my attention, and I was like, that's another reason for us to vote for Trump.
Well, Lauren, we're all out of time. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, it is, Living Life with Lauren. Lauren, thank you for chiming in. You be good, okay?
Love you guys.
All right, bye. Love you back, man. Take care. All right, ciao.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.